Podcast One presents Off the Vine Drunk Dial. It's all about dialing digits and making questionable decisions. Let's get it started.
Okay, this is awkward. I need to get some sleep.
Hey, do you guys ever buy something online only to find out later that you missed a discount? Well, not me. I don't overspend anymore, thanks to Honey. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds me the best deals online. The app magically auto-applies the best deal to my cart at checkout. Honey finds the discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites, Amazon, Sephora, Best Buy, Nordstrom, and more. With Honey, I don't worry about missing a deal. I just shop like normal, and Honey handles the rest for me. I actually ordered some stuff on Amazon the other day for my ramen noodle, and I got to save $43.75. It was insane. Something else you guys should know, Honey has saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million. Not bad for something that's completely free and takes just two clicks to install. Honey also has over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. Time Magazine even called Honey basically free money. Who doesn't like that? Look, there's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use, easy to install on your computer, just two clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/vine. That's joinhoney.com/vine. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online.
Welcome to Drunk Dial. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Guess who my special guest is today?
It's Ramen.
Introduce
Not
yourself.
A big talker. It's Elena Davies. Hi, you probably don't know me.
No, everyone, are you kidding? You're part of the Off the Vine
Facebook group. God, I'm such a part of it.
You're
I
like,
love it. I'm a big Off the Vine Facebook group guy.
Yeah, you are. But isn't there like what are the people called that run the page?
A moderator.
Are you a moderator?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I think they like me.
Yeah. No, they really like you. And we just did Elena's podcast, and we're on
the miscellaneous podcast.
Miscellaneous. Where can people download it?
Just on the internet, iTunes. I don't know. Google it. I'm not sure. Click the link in my bio.
Okay. Click the link in your bio.
I'm not as successful as an entrepreneur, businesswoman as you. I'm just kind of barely making it, but at least making it.
You went on the wrong reality show.
Yeah.
You went on the wrong one. Just kidding. No, you're killing
it. Both did, I think.
That was a really fun podcast we just did, though.
It was loaded with good stuff.
It was loaded. It went from everything from like questionable hygiene to like really deep relationship shit to like independence and chasing your goals.
And like authenticity and being real, and then peeing yourself.
Right.
And
all of the things.
We did all of it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Really happy about it.
I'm same, especially because it's mine and I get to claim the content now.
I'm kind of jealous it wasn't on mine.
You know, you can have it if you want it. I'll give it.
I'm not against a mashup.
Yeah, same. We can make something.
I just did one yesterday. I did a mashup with two people from Glee. It was amazing.
Oh, that. Wow. Glee. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun.
I'm like, you're the biggest guest I've had, by the way.
What?
For sure.
Cute.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Most of my guests are my friends.
Is that going off Instagram following?
Isn't that what everything goes off of these days? I mean, let's just break it down and be real. That's what everything.
Let me break it down for you now. So we've had a couple cocktails and drinks since we were podcasting before this. So this is classic Drunk Dial right here. And we thought, because we got so into Elena's podcast and everything else, we kind of forgot to do rapid fire and some questions. So we are just going to, because you went into my Off the Vine Facebook group and asked the questions, this makes really a lot of sense for us to just do a quick...
This almost is a mashup because this is my podcast content that we didn't get to because we were covering so many other things.
Right.
But I did go into your Off the Vine group and be like, hey, guys, what do you want to know?
Amazing.
And I went into it knowing full well that I wasn't going to get to any questions because every time you and I sit down in front
of... Questions are a buffer. It's a buffer.
Like, it's nice to have in case like conversation isn't flowing, but I'm like... I've never been short of conversation with you.
Yeah, no, we're good on that front.
And Ramen also. He's like, same. I have a lot to say.
Totally.
But I also love doing rapid fire, like this or that questions on my podcast just for fun because they spark cool conversations.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to do some of the questions from the group and then some rapid fire?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were on a deserted island and you could only choose one of your wines, Spade and Sparrow, to bring, which one would you choose and why?
Is it a hot deserted island? Do I need like a summer sipper? Or is it a little chilly where I need to warm up with a nice glass of cab?
I'm feeling like it's a hot deserted island, but here is what I'm also feeling.
It could be both, and I might need to just pick one.
What I'm also feeling is if it's a deserted island, your wine is just going to be hot. So which one do you want to drink hot?
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, well then I will go, because I love all of them. Cab is probably my favorite.
Okay.
Rosé is a close second, and white is a really close third too. But I just, it depends on my mood, I guess. I love, Jason is obsessed with my red cab. He's like, he loves red wine, and he's always mind blown every sip he takes. We gave it at my birthday. Colton and Cassie were there, and we poured them a glass, and they're like, what? This is amazing.
I know.
But the white is, they're also different. The red is like, you know, it's not too heavy of a cab. It's not too light. It's got hints of vanilla. It's just a really easy drink. The rosé is like hints of watermelon. It's not too sweet, but it's not too dry. The Pinot Grigio is like the exact same perfect blend of just not too dry, not too sweet. Like, I feel like everything is very easy drinking.
So follow-up question, do you have a preference usually in just colors of wine? Like, outside of brain, like, do you normally lean more towards a red, or is this just specifically for your Spade and Sparrow wine?
It just, again, it just depends on my mood.
Just a mood thing. Yeah. I will say I've had the rosé and the red.
Yeah.
The red did blow me away.
Yeah.
Like, the rosé went down. I was like, oh, wow. Like, I was impressed right off the bat. But when I had the red, I was like, It tastes expensive all night.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a really good chance like 3/4 of an entire bottle was all on me.
It's a really, really nice, Jason always says, for the price point of that wine, quality to price point is incredible. And it's, I don't feel too cocky saying that, because it's not like I went out and like crushed the grapes and like worked my ass off at a winery. It's my label. I picked out the wine and I picked something that I thought everybody would really enjoy.
So can I say my biggest takeaway from your wine? And yes, this, and you're a big wine person.
As I'm drinking tequila.
Obviously. Yeah, I know. And as I'm drinking wine, I'm not a wine person. I don't pick it over anything else because it gives me the worst hangovers.
Oh.
And
you didn't get a hangover from mine.
Literally, I woke up and forgot I drank the night before. And I didn't just drink a little.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I drank a
lot. Really?
I woke up.
So great.
That is like, and my mom's a big wine person. Mm-hmm. So I've like, she's snobby and like knows her wine stuff.
Yeah.
And I think like when you are drinking good wine, mm-hmm, you wake up okay. And when you're drinking crappy, sugary.
Oh, yeah. This is not crap wine.
Like, I was 2 hours into my day, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I got hammered last night. I'm like, why don't I feel like shit? Like, why haven't I had diarrhea and like been really regretful? Like, I don't know.
Where is my anxiety? Hello?
I know. Where's my moral hangover? Like, I literally forgot.
Why do I still have like, you know, when people say it was, no shame. No. Why do I have no shame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was feeling just quite proud.
Yeah.
Quite happy.
It's a great night.
Yeah. I didn't need to like chug a bottle of Pedialyte.
Perfect.
So that is how I know that you have impressive wine.
Stop selling. You've already sold.
That'll be $1,500.
Yeah.
Would you rather have out of control body hair or an awful body odor?
I'd rather have out of control body hair. One, because I already feel like I do.
You're like, well, at this point.
Jason just gave me the weirdest look, but I do. I
feel like out of control body. I feel like out of control body hair is manageable.
Yeah,
you can just get laser hair removal.
Okay. Well, I mean, like,
and at this point, I think picking out of control body hair is better for you, just based on me now knowing how little you shower.
Right.
You should definitely do the body hair one.
That's fair. Yeah, I will take the body hair because there's a razor and laser hair removal, but mm-hmm, body odor, like, yeah, you don't want to just only mask it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm glad we talked our way through that one.
Yeah.
Same. I would pick body hair.
Yeah.
Not my podcast, but just in case you're curious.
I'm glad you told me that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who from Bachelor Nation do you think would win a season of Big Brother? Who has it?
Jason Tardik.
I feel like people are going to be like, she's saying that because they're in love and she's dating him and he's sitting right there and he just made that tequila soda for her. I actually, being around Jason for the last couple hours, think that he could be the guy that could go in so calm, cool, steady, be super friendly. Everyone would love his Canadian accent.
Yeah.
That's from Buffalo, but actually sounds Canadian. Yeah. And...
But he can sell,
just be that guy.
He can sell a ketchup flavored popsicle to a woman in white gloves. He can
is that a thing that Canadian people say?
No, it's from Tommy Boy. No, it's from the movie Tommy Boy.
Is it?
Yeah,
I've never heard that, and I've seen Tommy Boy, so that says a lot about how much I pay attention.
Or maybe it's Black Sheep or something, one of those movies. He can talk anybody into anything. Like, he's so good with his words, and he can always see different sides of things. He's not defensive. He's not angry. He can really just be like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. Here's where I'm coming from. He's really good with strategies. You're good at analyzing everything. I feel like you're a good, loyal human being where, like, if you did have to be disloyal, it would be for, like, the game strategic.
So he said this while you ran off to go to the bathroom during my podcast. That's how long my podcast was. That was so impactful.
I had to take a pee break.
Yeah, pee break, podcast, pee break. He said he's a loyal person because you were telling him, you're like, I don't know, I think you might be too loyal for Big Brother.
Yeah.
Like, that would be your one downfall. And he was like, you know what? I'm loyal when I should be, like, in a relationship. I know the terms of that, and I should be loyal.
Yeah.
But in the game of Big Brother, that I'm not supposed to be loyal. It's a game to manipulate and play. So I would do what I needed to do, and I would be allowed.
Like when we play a game of Monopoly, like when Caitlin and I play a game of Monopoly, I'll do some like dirty backwards, sideways flip shit, and she's like, and it's by the rules, but she's like, you're such a dick, who would do that, what is it? And then she'll throw her cards up. I'm like, look, I'm playing by the rules, but I'm playing.
That's true.
I've been known to throw a sorry board or two in the face of an opponent before.
Yeah, of course.
I get a little pissed. I don't have a strategic mind, don't know why I went on Big Brother. But I'm super competitive, so that would piss me off.
But that's the thing. That's me, too. I'm super competitive. But I think Jason has that well-rounded loyalty, but can play a game. Strategizer. Why did that sound like...
Strategery.
Is that a word, or are you just making me sound silly? Okay. And you would be able to just... like mentally be strong, even though it's like, even for the most strong people out there, like that game would be hard for anybody. But I feel like you just have it all to be able to win that game.
I agree. I stand by that.
Yeah.
Okay. They want a new edition of the Blairette. Obviously would need a new name. So is that in the works? Are you going to do another?
Look, let me tell you.
What was it supposed to be called originally? Because whenever you were... pitching it and promoting it before you picked Blair, didn't it have a name? Or am I making that up?
I decided to do it because of Blair, and we decided on our podcast it was going to be the Blairette.
But how? Okay,
it was a lot of work.
Remind me, how did you find her then?
So she won a contest.
That's right, the Scrunchie Gang contest.
Yes.
But that's was the contest for her to just be on your podcast.
The contest was
supposed to be like funny and cool music video,
right? And whoever won this Scrunchie Gang contest could be on my podcast, and she won.
And that's what,
and when
you're right.
Sat down and talked to her, I was like, this girl's cool, I want to find her guy, which I did. But it was a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. And I mean, Blair was a big part of that. She, you know, she does producing and editing for CMT. So
casual.
She was a really, she was a really big help with coming up with the content and editing all the videos for the IGTV.
Like IGTV.
And her friends all worked in that same industry. And it was a lot of work. So I'm like, I would have to hire Blair on or find someone in that same industry.
Just also someone who can edit their own videos. Yeah, Blair.
Oh, Blair should want to pay it
forward. Blair should want to pay it forward. Sorry, Blair, that we're putting you on the spot.
She is a micro influencer now.
I know. She has like a following and everything.
So, yeah, you're right.
Like, is she like slinging flat tummy tea to us?
She's getting there.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah,
making maybe, dreams come true, making love happen.
I can't believe it. I truly think they're going to get married, which is insane. But yeah, he just moved to Nashville. Yeah, for her.
Wow.
I really believe that I would do another Blairette or something like that, but with a guy this time.
You got an equal opportunity for the love.
But that was just so crazy that.
That is crazy how it actually happened. Right. Like, it's like, oh yeah, a little bit for your podcast, but like, that's a thing that happened.
It was a thing. Blair was awesome. She was talented. She had actually so cool. Great
Last
guys.
Last time I talked to you, when I was around you, I was like, is Blair coming?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I really want to be her friend.
Yeah. She's awesome. She's absolutely awesome.
And you guys are actually friends now. Yeah. She won a contest because of scrunchies.
Yeah. Like next week, I think we're going to have them over and hang. And yeah, she's amazing.
I love her. Tell her. Someone tell her I love her.
Okay. I hope she listens.
I hope she does too. She should. That's the least she can do.
Yeah.
Is give you a damn download. If you and Jason could live anywhere, regardless of money and career, where would you want to live?
Italy. Oh, yeah, just kidding.
Jason's like, nah.
That's too far. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, don't live there.
Okay, if we could live anywhere, then it would probably be like Northern California. Like, it's so expensive out there, but somewhere like a beautiful.
Can I say, though?
Yeah.
I feel like this is such a loaded question. Because, like, living in Italy would be beautiful and amazing and cool, and you could have, like, a gorgeous mansion, like, where somewhere in Italy that you could live. I don't know. Maps. Venice. Rome?
No, Rome's...
Did you say that? Anyways, but I would want to live...
Amalfi Coast.
Yes, that. That sounds fancy.
Yeah.
I would want to live by my friends and family.
Yeah, you're right. And that and I was like, wait, that was...
But even like saying like Northern California, I'm like picturing it and I'm like, all I'm picturing is you living this like really lavish, beautiful life out there, but like all of your friends being somewhere else
poor. But a lot of my friends are in Vancouver. Then I can just drive up.
Yeah, that's true.
Quick flight.
And also I'm picturing my friends. Your friends probably aren't poor.
And if money wasn't an... I have friends everywhere, but
if money wasn't an issue, you could just put like some guest houses up for them. All right, we've talked our way through it.
Yeah,
you're right. What did Jason give you for your birthday?
Oh my gosh, the greatest gift!
Was it a card? Because I know how much you wanted a card.
He did give me a gift. What? What's that?
Gifts. There's so many gifts.
Oh, well, I was getting to that. He wrote me a beautiful card that his cards always make me cry. He got me a really cool New York Times book. It's like a really big, fancy looking book, like a coffee table book.
I love a coffee table book.
Me too. And it's every
New York have a coffee table because I live with my mom, but go ahead and brag about your coffee table.
You will eventually have a beautiful coffee table with one of these books.
That someone who loves me made for me. Exactly. Thank you. I'm manifesting that.
Write it down. That every year since 1985, since I was born, the cover of every New York Times, every year of my birthday, right? Is that? Yeah, it's just really cool articles from year, you know.
That's such a thought. Like, that's a very well thought out gift.
Yeah, he did good. And then because I did a whole thing, and everybody who listens to my podcast, which I'm sure you do if you're listening to this, knows that I did this whole thing with a warm towel out of the dryer the other day, and it was a diva moment in my relationship with Jason, and it was a whole spiel. Anyways, he got me a towel warmer where you can just put towels in this bucket, like a really little bougie little bucket. And when you come out of the shower, you just pull the towel out and it's all warm and cozy. And then it's the best thing ever.
Talk about if money were no issue.
It's like $100 on Amazon. $200 on
it. Yeah, that's my bar tab. I can't afford. I can't afford both. Okay.
Okay. Well, pick and choose. Bars. The drinks are very important too. Then a little spa cupboard where you keep your towels in. I like warm towels.
I'm hearing that.
You know when you go to the spa and they put like
the
warm towel
on your face.
Yeah, it's from like a little like it looks like a fridge,
it's like
a microwave.
You open it up. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he got me that, and then he what
power
else?
Moves. Yeah, did y'all have an experience together?
Oh, yeah, massage, dinner. We were in LA.
It's the best part. So we had nice massage. Yeah. So we had nice massage, and then we went to dinner, which was awesome. Colton and Cassie were there. Cleo, Caitlin's manager, and her boyfriend, who's freaking awesome.
Oh, you did? Were you part of the big surprise where?
No, this was a couple days after.
Okay. I'm just inserting based on my experience watching on social media.
I'm like actually going to give him a shout out because it's really, Beauty in Essex is sweet. You go into a pawn, you go into this pawn store area. Uh-huh. It looks like a pawn shop.
Yeah.
And then they're in the back
corner.
It's
like they have like a jewelry.
Yeah.
Like a jewelry case where you can go and like look at rings.
It's like a speakeasy restaurant.
Yeah. You like walk through like that and then you go into the restaurant.
Yeah. And the tapas, like it was really cool because like they had from vegans to people that are very health conscious to people who just don't care. I mean, they had everything. And we had like a really good, good spread. Best part about it, we went to karaoke after. We did Howl at the Moon and we've done Howl at the Moon like all over the place. We did it in LA. That shit was crazy because in LA, majority of people are performers. So they were like there was a crew of people there where all of them were singers.
Of course.
And then they were all, I don't know if they were, but it looked like they were all backup dancers. So when one person would sing, there's like six of them doing the same dances, either going on stage or off stage. It was like it was a real concert. Yeah. Anyway, it was a great time. It was fun.
It was really good. You're just glowing.
It was just such a good day, and your gifts are very thoughtful.
Yeah, those
thoughtful.
Are thoughtful gifts. That's like that's a solid boyfriend move. 10 out of 10.
And he woke up in the morning and took ramen out to go to the bathroom and brought me back my favorite coffee, and he brought a pup cup for ramen, but he let me feed it to him because he knows how much I love that, and he was just always just very like, what do you need? What do you want? What can I do for you on your birthday? It was amazing. Thank you.
You handled that.
And I sang a lot of great karaoke, like What a Man, Salt and Pepper, Fergie. That was pretty much it.
If your five fingers were fountain drink spouts, what would they be?
Like soda?
I mean, the question is fountain drink spouts. Like, I think that's it's a thing. But okay. You can have whatever kind of sippable beverage you want.
Okay. So it would be sparkling water.
Do you have a certain brand that you like? Just any
Voss.
Kind of? Okay. All right. Nice.
It would be Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
It would be A&W root beer.
My girl.
It would be this thing called a Spezza, which in Germany is Coke and Fanta mixed.
What?
Yeah. It's a German drink. And it's amazing.
What flavor Fanta? Like orange? Oh, of course, orange.
Orange with...
Orange and like Coke?
Coke. Just and it's called Spezza.
Why have I lived this long and I don't know about this?
You need to mix it. It's the best thing in the world.
What do they call that when you're in... I'm saying it like you're in junior high. It's called like a suicide and you put all the fountain drinks together. Did I make that up?
Oh, we called it a swamp.
Oh, that's probably way more politically correct, and we should all call it a swamp now.
A swamp drink. It was just a big swamp mix.
I just remember being in, like, fifth grade and, like, going to, like, Cece's Pizza and getting, little pull.
Just a shit mix.
Of every flavor in the fountain drink.
Yeah.
And they called it a suicide, and that's so up. Don't do that.
I just looked at my hands and I was like, wait, I have one more.
Yeah, you have one more. Yeah. Oh yeah, duh. I was waiting for that. But you have to pick one flavor. It would be red. It'd be the cab. Yeah. That's nice. I just have a whole new level of respect for you because A&W root beer is like my thumb. That's my thumb.
It is the best thing, and I hate that there's no A&W here because they have Beyond Meat burgers. And all I want is a Beyond Meat burger right now from A&W.
What's a Beyond Meat burger?
A vegan burger.
Oh, okay.
It's so good.
But theirs are just really good.
It's just, Beyond Meat is everywhere, but... They're trading. That's how big they are. They have stocks. Yeah.
It's all amazing. Right. Are there any business opportunities or deals that you've passed up that you wish you would have done?
No.
I feel like you kind of create your own business... deals and opportunities.
I've passed on a lot that I'm really happy about, but I can't think of one that I passed up that I was like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. No.
Would you rather have the ability to pee out of your finger or never have to stand in line again?
Those both sound awesome. Pee out of your finger. That'd be great. We wouldn't get pee on our rompers. We wouldn't pee our underwear. We could just
I would. That would have eliminated the three times I've peed my pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
So unless my hands were in my pants, which sometimes they are.
Right. So both sound great.
Fair. I mean, you're kind of the gal that would be able to manage executing both.
Yeah.
When they both seem impossible.
Right.
So.
Thank you.
I like it. Would you rather be a bird or a giraffe?
Giraffe. Duh.
Duh. Thank you.
Oh my. Who even asked that? I hate birds.
I says the girl with two bird tattoos. And I know we've covered it.
Bird images are beautiful.
They are. Birds are gross. So my friend has...
Depends.
My friend... I would say I would rather be a giraffe because I want to be tall and skinny.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that before.
Giraffes are like my favorite animal.
And I love giraffes. I think they're super cool and badass.
Yeah.
But my friend did give me a really beautiful argument as to why she would want to be a bird.
Okay.
Flying is cool. Which I'm like, all right, yeah. I already passed that one up.
Go on a plane.
Yeah. I mean, the bird thing is freer, but I mean, I guess if you have enough Instagram followers, so is regular flying.
Yeah, but then you have to like dive for your food into water and like really I don't know.
True. Her next argument was that you can poop on people for sport, which sounds actually kind of cool.
Do you really want to poop on people?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay. I would try it for a day, but I'd probably get over it pretty quick.
Again, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, right. It might be fun for a minute, but I...
Giraffes can also poop on people.
If they wanted to, they could.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
People watch them for sport. So, like, you're so majestic that there's literally bird watching. But then I'm like, okay, zoo.
Great. People go on reality television. People always watch you for their pleasure.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Here, cheers to that.
Yeah.
And I feel like people watch giraffes at the zoo.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
So how is this a beautiful argument?
I don't know. We're just really breaking it down. You're right. Giraffes win.
Giraffes win this argument. Okay, ask me one more.
Okay.
Ask Jason what his favorite thing about me is.
Yeah. Jason. You're on right now. Jason, listen, you are an extension of Caitlin. This is Caitlin's podcast.
Just talked you up so much.
We need to know. One of your favorite things about Caitlin is, because obviously there's a very long list.
Yes, there's a long list.
Or you can just, you know what? I'm not even going to limit you to one, but just like, mm-hmm. Let's talk. Just talk to me about Caitlin. How great is she?
She's getting not ready for it.
Like, I know. On. She's looking at you with this like puppy dog eyes.
Let's go. So I would say my favorite thing about Caitlin is that she is relentlessly... herself regardless of any circumstances. And so where I find myself is that I'm more of like a chameleon. I'm more adaptable and I can be around a lot of different things, but Caitlin always stays true to herself, which at times I would question. I would say, you know, why don't you try, you know, maybe adapting or being yourself, but she always remains true to herself. And as a result of that, which I never realized, is the impact she's had on so many people's lives. And like I've told the story before, but we've been in an airport, and in the airport literally someone grabbed her, started crying, and said, "You've changed my life, and I wouldn't be the person I am today if you weren't in my life." And it was like a big powerful moment. You know, she was like, "Okay, can we go?" And I'm like, no, you're like, oh, you're like, after that you're like, all right, we gotta catch a flight. But I was like so caught up in it, and I was like, I'll never forget it. And the reason I'll never forget it is because the reason that you impact so many people is because you're so relentlessly yourself. And no one in today's world can feel that way. Everyone has so many societal pressures of conforming to what their parents want, their boyfriend wants, their girlfriend wants, whatever, their significant other, et cetera, et cetera. And because of that, we get lost in the society we live in. And what I admire so much about Caitlin is that regardless of the standards that are put up, the walls that people create, whether they're unwritten or written, she stays true to herself. And as a result, has created and manifested so many of her visions into a reality. And it's really, really impressive as a guy who like probably came in more of like a skeptic or maybe a more of like a open feedback situation, like maybe consider changing, and then realizing that no, changing would only diminish everything she's already done, which is pretty impressive.
Wow.
That's how we're ending this. That is the end of this podcast. That was amazing.
That was so nice.
And so true.
Well, and you're so well-spoken that it, like, really cuts to the core of me when he says it. Because I'm like, the way you say it and the language you use,
yeah,
I'm like...
Yeah, like, he couldn't have just made... He's like, oh, she's like herself. He's like, she's so relentless. And I'm like,
yeah,
I have chills.
He like
he didn't he even uses, finish the word, and I'm like,
He uses these really. Oh, you're on the court. He uses these really like impactful words, and then he explains why, and then he wraps it up with a good like moral story.
Yeah, he's like, not only that, but let me give you an actual visual. Let me paint you a picture. Yeah. I will give you a mouth movie of why this is.
I mean, I thought he was just gonna be like, yeah, she's
just like nice boobs.
She's got great boobs. That's so nice, and that's what makes me feel good too. Is that I'm like. I don't feel like I have to be anyone else. Like, I feel like I'm truly loved for who I am with Jason.
I love that. I'm so jealous.
No, you'll get it. You'll get it. Taking the right steps.
I am. Are you sure?
Thank you for kind of hosting this drunk dial because...
You were too drunk?
Yeah. Yes.
Same. I mean, I don't know who put me in charge. That's a bad, bad decision on your part.
That was fun. I'm like, and now could you quickly email me this file? Because it's Thursday night at 1 a.m. and this needs to be out for Friday. But that's the beauty of Drunk Dial because...
Yeah. It's off the cuff.
I plan all the other ones. I'm like, okay, Tuesday is this. I have these interviews Thursday. I'll do this. I'll record. I have to get the ads in and do this. But Drunk Dial, I'm like, Thursday night, let's just freaking drink and do the damn thing.
Let's just drink
and do it. Yeah, and we did.
Well, I'm honored to be this person for you.
Well, yes,
of course. It was a good old time.
And if you guys are still listening, please listen to Elena's podcast.
Please.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah.
And not only just the one I'm on, but all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
You're good at what you do. You came from the background of radio, and you're good at what you do, so everybody should listen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Mom? A compliment from someone that's not you. That's gonna be her ringtone. She's obsessed with you.
I love her. I'm gonna make her my ringtone. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This week's Drunk Dial is sponsored by Honey. Get Honey free at joinhoney.com/vine. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecova store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.